Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Zayin, pick it up on Vav Amud Beis, towards the middle of the page. Last word in line is Heyed. I don't know, about 15 lines up or so. Last word is Heyed. Zakli Mora Heyed, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zeros, ben Chamiv, Shal Rabbi Meir, Lifnei Rabbi Ab, Rabbi Meir. That is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Zeros, who was Rabbi Meir's brother-in-law, he testified in front of Rabbi about Rabbi Meir. Sha'achal aleh shel yerek beis shan. He ate a vegetable leaf in Beis Shan without taking off maestros. Says Rashi, velo iser. It doesn't take off maestros. V'hitter Rabbi es Beis Shan kula al yada. Because of that, so Rabbi, he pottered the entire Beis Shan from the chiyuv of taking off maestros from fruits and vegetables because of that story. Says Rashi, because this testimony is based on kula lechol yerek shala uper sa'ilan bitivlan. It's still in the state of teva, meaning that it's not considered that you have to take off. Rashi says, he says, not considered like from Eretz Yisrael, knowing me derabanan, and taking off dagan, that is, of grains, in Chutz Aretz is derabanan, holu ba'aretz deraisa, since in Eretz Yisrael it's deraisa, therefore outside is going to be derabanan. Aval, maiser yerek, the Eretz Gufei Durabanan, taking off Maisa of vegetables, which in Eretz Yisrael itself is a Durabanan, lo gozer midi b'chutzaretz. They weren't gozer in chutzaretz. The im Eretz Yisrael, he afagav the Rebbe Meir, Rebbe. Acher Chorban Havu, Haikamalan, Maiser Dagan de Oraisa, Vierg Durabanan, the Kedusha Achrona de Ezra Kitsha, Afla Asid Lavo, Kedigatani, the Kedusha that he was given also for the future. Kedigatani hit the Rebbe as Beishan Mechlal, the Shar Mekomos, Noigban, they are Noigan them. So he says, hit the Rebbe as Beishan Kula Yado, Chavru, Alav Echav Ubeis Aviv. So Rebbe's brothers and other people of the household, they came and said, Amr Lo, hold on 1 second. Makom Shavosecha Avos of Asecha Nogabo Isser. And everybody said that it was also to go, you have to take off maestros from fruits and vegetables. After Dinagabo, after all of a sudden you're going to go and change everything and matter it? Darsh Lemikrezes. So then he darshened, he answered by darshing from the following pasuk. And he says, Vekiseis Nechosha Nechoshes Yer Asa Moshe. Chiskiyoa Melech. He crushed up the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. Rashi says, "B'chizkiyo melech Yehuda k'siv." The ki ada yamim ha'hema ha'yu b'nei Yisrael mekatzrin lo, because until those days b'nei Yisrael were burning incense to it. V'yikra lo nechushtan, and he called it nechushtan. This is a famous story there in Bamidbar that the Yidden were doing some bad stuff there, and therefore he sent some snakes. And then he said to Moshe to make this copper snake and to put it up on a pole. And they got bitten by the snake. They'd look at it and they would live. And this happened not because it was healing, but because a Yid would be reminded by looking up to be Machniah himself to Avinu Shabbat Shamayim. And after Moshe Rabbeinu, after his time, that snake was saved in his remembrance of what happened at that time. But over time, people started doing over the Zara in it, with it, and that stuff. And Chizkiah came along, and what did he do? And he destroyed every type of Avodah Zara that was done by his father Achaz, and he crumbled up and he crushed up this snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made. He called it Nechushtan, which is like a negative type of thing. Now, after Ba Asa Vilo Biaro, he says, well, is it possible that someone's great-grandfather Asa came and he didn't destroy it? Ba Yoshafat Vilo Biaro, and also then Yoshafat came along and he didn't go and he didn't destroy it? Valo Kol Avodah Zarah Shabalom Asa V'Yoshafat Biaro, isn't it true that they got rid of all the Avodah Zarah? So why would they leave that one? Beep, turn the page. Zayin Amud Aleph. Ela Makom Hinichalo Avasav L'Sgadabo. It must be that his forefathers left from a place that he can make his own mark. Says Rashi, that is Kishiyavo B'neinu Achareinu, when our son will come afterwards. Im Lo Yimtza Ma L'Takin Ame Yigdol Shemam. If he doesn't find something to fix, how will he become bigger? L'Sgadil is Gadil. To become bigger. Afani, so I also Makom Hinichalo Avasav L'Sgadabo. My father and forefathers left me something that I could be, distinguish myself with. Mikan letamid chacham sh'amar dvar alacha she'en mazichin oso. From here we learn that a tamid chacham that goes and says something, halachic idea, which is a chiddush, the name of his rabbi, that we don't go ahead and we don't make him retract, but we actually accept it. Says Rashi, Mikan Shireinu, Shekibel Rebbe Eidus Zu, Vilamid, and we learn from it. Avabishadavar Temu, it's like a wonder, like when they told the story. It's like very, it's like weird, strange, like what's going on? They always had Isra over there. They say to him, like, no, you didn't hear that. We don't say that, we have to go back on it. And some say that if he says some sort of Chiddush in his Rebbe, like, we don't reject him. As she says, right? We don't reject the whole thing. Some say that ain maschichin also. They're not maschichim. It means that we don't accuse him of being arrogant and that he wasn't paying attention to his teacher, but we accept what he says. Rashi says, maschichin lomar, geosecha, your gaiva, garmelecha, caused you, shalom, hitis us in lishmoa. The davar kill chasam if you didn't actually listen carefully to the Rebbe's halacha. L'shtachrina magbihin musalkin asol midvar, that we lift him up and remove him from his words. My number mazichin one says that we do not make him retract. Kedirsev lo yizach achoshen, like it says in the pasuk, and the choshen will not be separated from the ephos. We said lashen means like some sort of separation. Man da amar. That we don't go ahead and we don't reject him. The pasuk is found in Eicha. The Hashem does not reject forever. This idea of arrogance, the turn to the Talmud and to the Braisa. From the time that haughty, arrogant-minded people, students increased, then Rashi says, "Chuche is lashon gvoya leiv shalo diktuk mipi rabba." They weren't careful to be medacted with the Rebbe said. Kol tzarko v'samcha alivam lezer sasamech on what they thought it was. Rabu machlokas v'yisal machlokas entered in Yisroel. Maskef la Yehuda bereidu of Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Umi ika lamanda amar de bishan lav meretz Yisrael. Really, is there anyone who says it's not part of Eretz Yisrael? Baksev v'lo horish Menashe es beis shan, v'loish Menashe es beis shan v'es binoseha v'es ta'an v'es beis shan v'es binoseha v'es tanacha v'es binoseha. Pasuk says in Shoftim that a Menashe didn't drive out the Canaanim that from Beishan and its parts around it, Tanakh and its suburbs, right? So what did he do? He didn't kick him out, but the Yidden, when they came there to Sol, they conquered Beishan. Therefore, of course, it's part of Eretz Yisrael, right? And this Rashi says, Horish, Eli Nicham, Lamas, he left them for taxes, and Ovid V'yoshim B'nehem. Oh, so we see indeed it is part of Eretz Yisrael. Why would you say that it's not part of it? Ishtamitzei? So Yehuda ben Shimon Pazi, he forgot. Rashi says Yehuda ben Shimon, the Rashi tells us, "Had the Amr of Shimon ben Elyakim Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas." He forgot it was Shimon Elyakim said the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. She Amr Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Harbi Krachim Kvashum Olim Mitzrayim. There are many cities conquered, and they were marked, they became sanctified by the people that came from Mitzrayim. Or they came to, you know, first time they came to Eretz Yisrael, and it was part of Eretz Yisrael because you know, by the first time, by the time of the Beis Hamikdash, v'lo kvashum ole bavel, but they weren't conquered by those that came from Bavel by the second time they came to Eretz Yisrael to conquer it. And the reason is because some of the reason why they left some of that off is because they felt the Kedusha Rishona Kedusha L'Shaita, that the initial Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael during that first conquest was Kedusha for that time, below Kedusha L'Shaita, but not for the future. V'nichem k'dei shismach aleim aniyem b'shvias. And the reason why they left over some parts that were not Kedush was in order that poor people should be able to rely on them during Shemitah. When it's us to the plant or anything, they should have what to eat. And Bishan was one of those areas that was conquered in Muktash from the time of Mitzrayim, but was left unmuktashized by the Oli Bavel. And Rebbe therefore said that its fruits and vegetables are not chayev taking off Shumas and Maisas. Rashi says, Harik Racham Kivshu Oli Mitzrayim Bekitcham Bekedusha Vikeyecham Bekedusha Saaretz Velo Kivshu Oli Bafel Lakacham Bishnia Lakach Lo Kivshu De Kasavi Holo Vutru Hutru De Kedusha Rishona Butla Duchi Kitcha Yoshua Lashaita Kacha. It was only for that time that he was Makdashim for Lola Asad Lavo. Kishagolu ben Nuchanetzev and the king of Nuchanetzev, Vilo Rotsa Lachsa Kedusha, so they want to bring the Kedusha back. And they say, Mutter, Lachash of the Zoe, Kedusha Rishan Zria, Sham Bishavis during Shemitah, Shayna Hegas Bechutzar, it's just applying in Chutzarif. The Yisum Chalayim, and Niam, and the poor people be able to go, and Lito Lekat Shechavapea, Maisa Arni, Ubeishan, Mehan Hoysa, it was one of those things, Vosan Shish Kitchu, Hain Lo Batu Bechorban, Shayni Kedaminem Bivamas Arel, Vivicha Shem Lakechel Ares Asher Yerushua Vasacha Vyrashta Yerusha Rishona Ushnia Yeshlaem Shabitla Rishona Yerusha Rishona Vinikoshia Yerusha Aval Yerusha Shlishis Elam Shashnia Lo Paska Helkach Vimir Rebbe Nogu Isabaritz. Okay. Wow. But I think we get the point over there. All right. Zakta Heliga Gimara. But we are not done with dealing with this. Amar Leh, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera, Vaha, Rabbi Meir, Aleh, Be'alma Hudach. Rabbi Meir was only eating a leaf. He was just having something which was Rashi says, the Achilas Arayhi, Vishariya Ba'aretz. Even Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be good to do such a thing. So I'm making a rule of that, that it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Leh, so he said back to him, Me'aguda Achle. He ate it from, it was part of a bundle of vegetables that was set up to be the market. Rashi said, De Mishenegad Asar Le'echal Arayhi. Once it becomes Ne'egad, you can't eat it Arayhi. In fact, he was eating, it must be that it's doesn't have a kedusha. Tonight we learned on a Mishnah in Maisos, Yerika Negad, Misha Yeagad, right? When it gets to the point that it's bundled up, and therefore, if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have had it, you know, presenting of Maisos, so if it must not be part of Eretz Yisrael. I have a Dilma Lavadite, but maybe Lavadite, Rashi says Lavadite means Shachach Rabbi Meir, Velo Isru, he made a mistake and he didn't think of Maisos, all of them Sri laid the Ba'i Yisru. And really, he tells that you do have to think of Maisos. How do we know? So, anyway, it was a riot that he doesn't consider Bishan part of Eretz Yisrael. And for the Gemara, no, hashtam, hendon, shosadikim, kosh, bachom, evitek, aliyodon. Even the animals of righteous people, Hashem doesn't allow a bad thing to happen to them. Tzadikim, matzim, lakosh, again, what do you think? They allow the tzadikim? So, therefore, you're not going to say that he made a mistake. It doesn't make sense. Vidilma, Isar, aleim, imokamacher, maybe you took a miser from another place. Rashi says that is at Shema, haveli yerek talush, babe. So, he has already yerek that's like picked in his house. And he said, this is Meiser for it. Therefore, he took off. His part of Eretz Yisrael. No. Chaverim, don't do it minamukav. Rashi says, minamukhubar v'samachlo. Okay, go and ain makif and say chavios. Okay, gives a couple of differences of this Lashonis over there. They're not going to, they wouldn't do such a thing that not to set aside truma that's not really in close proximity to this. Therefore, he didn't designate these vegetables at home to be in the refer. V'dilman asanenu v'tzad zeh. Maybe he places his eyes on one side. That is to make it, Rashi says, Lekolo Shem Meiser, Altsad Sheni, Vachal Mitzad Sheni, and he ate from it. Vachal Mitzad Acher, he ate from the other side. So, you know, how do we know? He put his eyes on one side of the bundle and doesn't eat some of the vegetables. On that side, it's Shemus and Meisers for the other side. And then he ate from the other side. How do we know they didn't do that? And therefore, it is Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, Chazi Man Gavir Rabba, Kamasayid Alei. Look at the great person that's testifying in Rebbe Meir that he ate the vegetable leaf without taking it off. It's Rabbi Shua Ben Zeruz, his brother-in-law. And since he said this, okay, then clearly he figured out that he didn't take it off at all. And therefore, we come out that Rebbe Meir didn't consider Bishan part of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Re'e kama odom gadol heyed alof. Dahin Rebbe Yeshua. Hol bol heyed al zos yafe kivon v'diktek b'dover el nachon. He definitely checked it out well, and that's why we said, so there we go with it. Now, my behemdom shal tzadikim. For the past couple of days, we've been talking about this idea of a field of behemdom shal tzadikim. What exactly is this case that we're talking about over here? The Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair was once have a ka'azil l'pinyon shvuyim. He was once traveling to go do pinyon shvuyim to release captives, people that were kidnapped. Big mitzvah. What happened? Pagabei b'ginai nahara. On the way there, he came to the river called Ginai. Mamalei says to the river, Ginai, chalok li mimach ve'erverbach. Split your waters and allow me to go into pass. Amalei said back to him, At the holy chlasas ritzon kolonchal. You're going to do the will of, you know, your God to ransom these captives. V'ani holy chlasas ritzoni. And I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Rashi says, Kol ha'nechalim. Kol ha'nechalim holchim elayam. That's because there's a melech. Hashem told me to do it. So you get a man to do it. At the suffik, osa suffik yato. Say, you're not sure if you're going to pull off what you're trying to do. You're on your way to go do it. You don't know. Maybe you're not going to be able to. Shema lo yitnu lecha b'pidyon. Not going to let them go with your pidyon. Ani vadeos. I'm doing what exactly I'm supposed to be doing. For sure, I'm going to do it. Therefore, it doesn't make sense for me to split for you. Amalei says to him, "Im iatacholik. If you don't be cholik for me, then gozrani alecha shalei avu b'chal mayim be'ol. I'm going to decree that waters will never go through you again." Cholikly, so it's split from. Now Tosis points out that it actually wasn't literal, but it's the conversations that he had these conversations in his head, a back and forth of what should happen. But then, yeah, it did split, but he didn't actually talk to the river. Fine, but let's go with this now. Chalak, let's split from. There was a person there that was with the Chepizchuz, who was carrying wheat that was going to be used to make matzah for Pesach. Amalei says to the river, Chalak, split for this one also. Let him cross the mitzvah. Gosik. He's involved with the mitzvah. Right, so, of course, let him through. Rashi says, Dechsev, Vishamartem, Esamatzos. You have to be guarding it. Cholaklis, and then the river ended up going split from. However, Utaya, the Liva Badayu, there was this Arab merchant who was a long way with him. So he says to the river, and also the Lulema Kachosim Livene Levaya. That shouldn't be said. Is this how they deal with people that are traveling along with them? She says, Kachosa Batamiya Livene Levaya Livene Chabura Samanichin. Michan v'holeich, you know, this Arab merchant's going to say that. And Chalak Leh split for him also. And then the Gemara says, wow, Omer of Yosef, Kamen of Fishkava, how great is Rav Pinchas ben Yahir? Mimoshe v'shitin rivon, and he's greater than even Moshe and 600,000 Yidin that the sea split for them. Dilu hasam chadzim, and over there it happened only one time. What happened over here? V'achat losism, and it happened three times that it split for him. Says Gemara, no, v'dom ha'achan nabi chadzim. No, there's really only one time it actually split. Rashi says, Elam isyari, hayo shalo yachsu amayim, v'yish he said to wait for them. Ella, right, so it was just stay split until these three people think. Ella, fine, look how great he is, like they're just like Moshe, 600,000, that the sea split for them. Finally, he made his way, and where did he get to? Ikel El Huish. Pisa, he got to a place like a hotel, and Ramulei Sari Lechamre, they brought barley to go and give to his donkey to go and to eat. Lo achal, but the donkey did not eat what they gave him. Beep, turn the page. Zayin Mabez, chavtinu, so they sifted the barley, thinking, okay, probably one needs it better. Rashi's benapa, chavtinu linakosam, to clean it up a little. But still, it wouldn't eat it. Nakrinu, so they cleaned the barley. When they got anything, you know, the rashes biyadayim, mean avanim v'apsolos, so there's any, you know, garbage that's still left in there. Lochal still, if the donkey wouldn't eat. Amar Luzer, because Yair says, Dilma lo ma'asron, did you not take off ma'aser? They realize that, oh, yeah, they didn't. So asrinu v'achal, they took off the ma'aser, and then it ate it. Amar, so he said, Pilus Biyar said, Aniyazu leches lasas ritzon kono. This animal, this poor animal, is going to perform the will of its maker. Ba'ata machilan osam tvalim, and you're giving it tevil. It's going to do what it's got to do, and it's not. What are you doing? So we see that even the animal pichus ben yar, then you know the behendan shel tzaddikim, then tzaddikim atzman lo kol shekein. Omi mechayva? No, a second. Do you have to take off meiser for this? I says omi mechayva meichel behima hanilkach me'ama aretz klum gazu alav mishem damai. Is there damai on such a thing? Rafu b'shilu vade lo yisurin. They dafka did for sure didn't. Omi mechayva la'aser al suffik mia. I'm sorry. Even though v'afu b'shilu vade lo yisur, omi mechayva la'aser. You'd have to go and do it. Al suffik me a logozer. They didn't do for a suffik. The tanana lekeach me ama aretz peros minashuk lezera ulabehima in order to plant or for an animal. Afabisha zera maichel behima bechlal seor tvua shar tvua
Hein v'chayavim b'maisos, the chayavim b'maisos, logos aleim shum demai, there's no demai on it. The mistama, rova amaretz ma'asim. What's demai? Demai is damai, what is it? We do say that rov amaretz are ma'asim, but we're recorded for some, and therefore we say it's demai. But v'lo echmir chacham ala demai kolkach, they weren't machmir in this so much. Mimachayva, is it really chayavah tanamer? We learned in a mishnah, halokeach l'zera, someone who buys, you know, from a aretz for a seed or for animals, the chemical aretz or flour for hides. That means so I just labbed on to tan the hides. For shemen lanair or oil for his lamp. For shemen lesuchbo as the kalim or oil to grease up the kalim. Potter made the mayas. Potter for him to give the may. So what's this whole thing with the animal pichas manure? No hasam ha'id my Allah. There we said about the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ella shalakhan mitchila lebehema. When is it true that it's pater only if you bought it originally for feeding it to the animals? Aval lakhan mitchila adam. If you bought it originally for people, v'nimachalim lebehema, you switch your mind, you decide to give it to animals, then chayv lasi, you are chayv to take it off. Vatanya, and we also have this benichusa supporting this in the brayso. Rashi says benichusa v'hanach sa'orim la'adam lokhal mitchila, that was bought for a person lachetchila. Back in the actual gemara, vatanya lokeach peres ben ashuk la'achilu v'nim alchaleim la'behema. Hari zelu yitin lo lefnei behem tovel lefnei behem eschaver. You're not allowed to put it in front of his animal or his friend's animal. Elim kenisa unless you took off ma'aser. So the bar that's given to Bechazir's donkey really is bought for people, and then so it had to be taken off. And that I wouldn't eat it. Shama Rebbe. Rebbe heard that Pichas Ben Yair was passing by, and Nafak Lape, he went out to go and to greet him. Amali Rebbe says to him, Ritzon Chasa Odetzli. He says, you want to come eat by me? Rashi says, Yiratzon Lissa Odetzli. Please come eat by me. Amalohein, Pichas Ben Yair said, okay, I'll come eat by you. Tovu Parvashel Rebbe. Now he was shocked. He was so excited. Rashi says, Samach Mepnei Shalai Rebbe Pichas. Because didn't really eat by and get hana from other people, didn't eat by them. So when he heard that, he's like so excited. Amalo, so then he said to him, what do you think? Like I'm vowing to get hana from other Yidden because, you know, I don't think they're good? No, you saw Kadoshim him. The Yidden are Kadosh, they're great. And it's fitting to get hana from them. So why is it that I don't go ahead and take invitations? Yesh rotzev ein lo, because there are certain people that really want, but they don't have the ability to do it. And I don't want to do it to cause some pain. Rashi says, aval yesh lo, aval yesh rotzev, that lehonos acherim yishalo, ve'ein yicholos b'yadom, imenu ein yirotzev lehonos shalo achbed l'varon, to make it hard for him. Yesh, v'yesh, yesh lo ve'ein rotzev. So yesh rotzev ein lo. Those are that have, but they don't want to give. Rashi says, Yechol is piyado. Vina rotsa lahanas lechem, they don't really want to give. Yath bisha omer ba vasod. If they say it, ain libo chafetz, vain nanami manami shum dechsev al tilcham lechem ra'ayan. They don't really want it to just say it. Look at the chsev, like it says in the pasuk, that al, a pasuk which is found in Mishlei, al tilcham el es lechem ra'ayan v'al tisav le. Mata masav, don't eat the bread of a miser and don't desire delicacies. Kikamo sha'ar benafsho kenu. For like one whose soul is embittered, so is he. He's not happy with the fact that you're getting it out here. Echel shtei yomelech velibo balimach. He says, you can drink, but his heart's not really there, and therefore I don't take these invitations. Rashi says, "Al tilcham, al tisa, don't eat." Lechem los en suda, kirechsev lo bal el halechem uksev bel shatzar malka eved lechem rav. Okay, come on, shar kilo ataposech shar bebitnos. You open up a gate in your stomach. Here's Omar loshem rios. Come on, ketim asar. Fine. Now v'ata rotsav yishlach, but you, Rabbi, you actually. You want to give, and you have. So therefore, I accept your invitation. Mia hashta misarhivna. But now I'm in a bit of a rush. Rashi is lashin b'hala mihiras klomer tzorich lemaher v'leilich dvar mitzvah. Ain't planning, so I have no time to eat right now. The b'milsa the mitzvah katarach. I'm in a battle for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So I have no time. Ki adrana sinai lindel gabach. When I'm on my way back, I'll come and I'll stop by you. He asa Isrami. We're in Pchis Ben Yami. Ben Yari, when he came back, what happened? Tell me, Al Bahu Pischa, the Havukaimi Bay, Kudnoisa Chivrasa. It came that he entered the house through the where the entrance where the white mules were standing. Right, it says Predos Bishal Rebbe. There are rabbis. Amar Malach Hamavis Beisol Shel Zev. Ani Yesod Eslo. Malach Hamavis here. I'm going to go and eat by him. Rashi says Shemaka Veshuv Ein Hamaka Chaya Kedila Kaman. These animals, they kick and they give these makos, which don't ever get better. They don't get better. So he says, how could you have this? Shama Rebbe, Nafaglape, Rebbe heard, and he came out, and he's like, no, where are you going? Amar Le, he said, to Rebbe Chepanyar, Mizabnina Lehu. So the Rebbe said, don't worry, I'll sell them. I'll sell them, just come eat by me. Amar Le, he said, back for Lefnei Yivilusi Demich. So you can't sell to someone else and cause that. Rashi says, Chehechi da Asirin Lach, Asirin Lach Rina, just because that's a few times for others. We don't sell it to a guy or a behemagasa. So okay, mafkarnalu, I'll be mafka them. Rashi says, I'll shalchem biyoros the alma lehefker. I'll send him out to the forest and to make it hefker. Now mafsha tazika. He says you're just gonna cause more damage because no one's guarding them. Rashi says, "Demi tov shelo you ishmaros yirbin his game." Since they're not being guarded, they're gonna go and they're gonna increase all their damage. Okay, akarluhu, I'll cut off. Rashi says, "Akarna shelo yuchal levayt." I'll cut off their hooves so they can't kick. About tashkis lekas, no issue. She ruuyas ladisha because they can still do dash. Akarna is a menasha pasusam. Again, we cut off the things, but dain he nichal lelech is still gonna be able to walk. No, he gets Rabbi Lechaim. He says you can't do that because you're going to cause him pain that is not necessary. Okay, so Katilahu, I'll kill them. I'll kill these animals. No, Ike Batashkis, and you're just over in Batashkis because you don't have to go and destroy them. Habakamavate Shle Thuva. Rebbe was really pushing him to, like, you know, accept. Rashi says, Maftir Vechavero Vishvus Vatishkarsina. He was trying very hard to get him to come. And Gavatura Bineu, a mountain came up in between the two of them. Rashi says, Vivdilan, and it separated them. Bacha Rabbi Vamer, Rabbi cried out when this happened, and he said that if even during the lifetime of the Tzaddikim, like this is what happens over here, that Pemisasa Nachas Kamakama, how much more so in their death? Says Rashi, what does it mean? So Tzaddikim Kach. No sinner comes. Baruch Hashem gives libo al taivasam shelo lahavir daitam. He gives what they desire, that not to go against their what they want. She garim adaver. She nichas a pesach haperidos. It caused it happen that he came in through that entrance. She yifrosh velo yavro daito. And he ends up seeing this. It caused a whole roundabout event that he ended up not eating there. That Rabbi Shonin to get rid of his first das, Shein Daku Lisod, Nishalachem, Kidil Kaman. If that's when they're alive, how much more so with their Misa, Rashi Sharib Misasim, Gidolim Yosim Yvichayim, even more than they're alive, Kidda Amar, Rabbi Chama says. Okay, where do we see this? Rabbi Chama Barchanina, Gidolim Sadikim Misasim Yosim Yvichayim, they're greater in the death more than in their life. Shenemar vahi heim kovrim ish vehine ra'u esagadud. It happened that when they were burying a man, and they saw the enemy, Rashi says, kovrim ish rasha haya. It was a rasha. V'lo nitel nikovr, so they let him bury by his tzaddikim. Yishlichu esaish bekever elisha. They threw him into the kever where Elisha was buried. And he went and he touched the bones of Elisha. Like he thrown in there, he rolled over there. Rashi says, anyway, so he touched the bones of Elisha and then he stood up on his feet. So after Elisha died, a man came at Tchis Mesim just by touching his bones. But during his lifetime, he was able to do Tchis Mesim also. There was a lot of work he put into it. Rashi says, V'yu b'chayev kishu ratzel achius. Ben, when he wanted to, Ben Ashunamis. Otsuch l'sim piv al piv, v'enav al enav l'vakish rachamim, here to all do plan here, this happened right away. Amalei papala abaye, v'doma l'kiyu me be birkas to Elio. Maybe this man came back to life so that Elio's bracha that came to Elisha would be fulfilled for him. The chesivus pasuk says vayhina pishnayim ruchacha ilai. It says that Elisha said to Elio, "Now let now a double portion of your spirit pass to me." And he says that this is going to happen. So in order for his bracha to happen, he had to be mechayim misa this person after he died. Therefore, it can't be a raya for that Elisha was greater in death than was in life. That's his pishnayim. Elio hechia ben hatsarfit. That's our feet for Elisha and a tsunami. Okay. So the Gemara, Malay, no, Ihachi, if that's really true, then Haim Tanya, then what do we understand? What it says in the Braisa about this, that our Raglav Amad, that the man who Elisha upon the touch, he stood up on his feet and he walked a little bit. Well, the base of Lohalach, it's not saying that he walked to his house, he didn't actually live and survive this whole ordeal. If it was a fulfillment of Elisha's bracha, then why did he die again a few minutes later, right? And the kid that Elio brought back to life went on to live a regular life, and his bracha was called for Elisha to accomplish two things like this. Rashi says, hold on, Lebeis Lohalach. He brought him back. He was only resurrected because it was not fitting for the tzaddik Elisha to have this person buried near him. So he lived long enough to walk out and go somewhere else and just die there. So it was Elisha's own thing, not Elio's bracha, that brought about this thing. And since it came more easily than when during his life, so we see that they're greater in their death. Ella, Bamei Kayim, so how is Elio's bracha of him getting double, being fulfilled, if this is not part of the fulfillment? Get the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheripe Tzaras Naman, Elisha healed Naman's Tzaras. It says that, Tzaras Naman, fixing, he did it. Shehish Gula Kemes, which is something which is compared to death. Shenemer, El Na Tehi Kemes, let her not be like a dead body. Rashi says, but Tzaras Miriam Ksiv. That's said by the Tzaras of Miriam. So that's bad news over there. Right, Tzaras. Amar Bishovan Levi, Lominikra Shaman Shman Yemim. Why are those mules, those animals, they're called Yemim? What's that? She'im masa mutela salabrios. Because their aim of their awe is put on other creatures of the world. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Chanina was a rofe, he was a doctor. And we have in Mesechus Yuma. Miyamai lo she'olani adam al makas pirda levan v'chaya. In all my days, nobody came to me about getting a smackdown by a white mule and actually survived it. I have a chasina d'chaya, but we see that they do survive. What do you mean? So it says, no, ema v'chayas. Say that nobody ever consulted with me about it, about a white mule that ultimately got better. Yeah, we see that it does heal. The chivron resh karya kakarminan. We're talking only about mules whose feet have white tips. Okay, my friends. Ein od milvado. There's nothing besides Hashem. Amar b'chanina. V'afilu k'shafen. This applies even in reference to kishuf. That's not, it can't harm anybody who Hashem didn't already set up that they're going to get punished. Rashi says, ein milvado. That Klomar Shalomi Daito Shem in Gzer Milfanov in Marian Lalom, you can't harm anybody. Story time. Hahi, it said there's a woman to have a Kamahadra, the Mishkal Afra, who wanted to take dirt. Rashi's Mahadra, Mchazeris, Vitarachas, Shaloy Yavin, it wouldn't be noticed. Mishkal Afra, Velas was like Shafim, Lamisa Dukishav to kill him. So they wanted to take dirt. Where? Mitute karider b'chinin, under the feet of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chanina, slicha. They wanted to kill him. So Amar La, he said to her, Shkol, go ahead, take whatever you want. Let me stay in Milsech. What you're doing is not actually going to work out. Einu mevadu ksev. It says, Einu mevadu, nothing but Hashem. I have Amar B'yochanan, Lomenei Kroshmak Shafim. Why is it called Kshafim. Why is that the lashon that it's used? Rashi says no trikon. Machishim pamali shemayla, that it goes against pamali shemayla. Shelo gazuel adam ze lama, so it wasn't goes on this person to die. V'hu mei saydik shafim, but he died through kishaf. So why is it called kishafim? Machishim pamali shemayla, because it's machish. It contradicts the pamali shemayla. Shani Rechanina says, no, don't worry about it. Rechanina is different. The nefisha zchusei, because he had a lot of schuyos, therefore he's going to be protected. Siyata Tishmaya. Hayviyama Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina said, "In adam nokiv etzbo mamata, a person can't stub his toe down here." Rashi says, "Nugif ishu fire belas." Ella imkin machrizan alav imala. Unless it was already Rashi says, "Gazer alav," is that he goes from above. And Shanimar, me Hashem mitzade gever konanu. By Hashem are a strong man's footsteps established. V'adam mayavin dargo. What does a man understand about his path? Amar Rabbi Lazar, dam nikuf miratze kedam ola. The blood of stubbing the tones, like the blood of a carbon ola, which is pretty amazing. She's Maratz's mechaper kapara amarava begudal yamin ubenikov sheni. Talking about stubbing the big toe on the right foot and the second stubbing, right? Since one generally moves his right foot forward like fast and hard, stubbing the right big toe is very painful. If you do it a second time before the first one is healed, that pain is going to be a mechaper for past avers. He brought in Ola. Pretty amazing. Right? It says, Gudli Yamim, Pneshu, Nogif, Koach, Mitzar Arber, Obenik of Shani, Kodim, Shes, Rapa, Rishon. Mutag Azil, Dvar Mitzvah. And this is talking about that it happens as one is on his way to go do a mitzvah. Intressant. Amor lo pinchas b'nyar, it says about him, Yamav lo batzal prusa shana shalom, all those he ever broke bread, meaning he never said a motzi and a piece of bread that didn't belong to him. Rashi says batzal brachas a motzi, shorotz alechu kazayis mishal chayim, he didn't want to have kazayis for other people. Omiyom sha'amad al daito, from the day that he matured, he was intellectually lo nanimus to his aviv, he didn't even get hana from his own father. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.